The Beacon, celebrating when God uses the unexpected to do the unexplainable.
Hey, well, greetings and welcome to this episode of The Beacon. My name is Steve Woods. I'm your host. We are thrilled to be on the air again today. And, you know, as we often state, The Beacon is a show not about Phoenix Christian, but sponsored by Phoenix Christian. In studio with us today, we have the superintendent, Jeff Blake. Thanks for being here, Jeff.
Good morning, and I'm glad to be here.
Well, Jeff and I are super excited to welcome our guest today. We, if you live anywhere in the country, and especially in the Valley, you'd have to be under a rock not to have heard of Grand Canyon University. And so since the very beginning of the concept for our show and the idea that we're going to be talking about when God uses the unexpected to do the unexplainable, we have had on our radar a goal, an ambition, a desire to welcome somebody from Grand Canyon University. And today is that day. So I would like to introduce you as our listeners to Dr. Lisa Bernier. Doctor, thank you for being here.
Thank you so much for having me this morning.
We are just delighted that your schedule was such that you could be here, and we're thrilled to get an opportunity to celebrate some of the incredible and just God-sized things that God has been doing in, through, and around Grand Canyon University over so many years, and then over especially these last few years, and looking forward to getting to celebrate that. And as we prepare, I think it'd just really be great if our listeners could have the chance to get to know you on a personal level a little bit. We have been chatting in studio, and I'm learning a little bit, but Dr. Bernier, tell us a little bit about you personally, you know, how you maybe came to Phoenix and your history here and also your history in education.
Well, I wasn't born in Phoenix like probably most of the people in Phoenix. I was born in New Jersey and then lived for a while, grew up in the Chicago area, go Cubs.
Yeah, you bet.
And I had to put in that little plug for the Cubs. And when I was 16, I moved to the Valley and graduated from school here and went to Grand Canyon College at the time. Small, little Baptist college in Phoenix. A lot of people, when you mentioned it, would say, is it at the Grand Canyon? Do you have to drive to the Grand Canyon? So, but I got an excellent education as a teacher, and I've been a teacher, a certified teacher in public, charter, and private education in this valley for 34 years. This is my 34th year of teaching, and I'm so honored to be a faculty member now in the College of Education at Grand Canyon University that people know now is not at the Grand Canyon.
You know, it's funny that you mentioned that specific example of people asking that, because I, as recently as 2 weeks ago, I was in Chicago and literally had somebody ask me that question. Is it near the Grand Canyon? Well, I guess near the Grand Canyon than Chicago, I guess. Yeah, but it's not at the Grand Canyon. So it's funny that you bring that example up.
Yeah.
Well, that's so cool. And so, you know, education, we here at The Beacon celebrate teachers and those who equip teachers as heroes, because mm-hmm. the impact and the influence is so widespread over such a, you know, a long period of time and continues to grow even after the student and the teacher part. You know, I think back on the teachers who had a profound influence on me personally, and that influence of those teachers and coaches continues to unfold years later. And so it's a special privilege for me to have two, you know, Grand Canyon alum here in the studio, because Mr. Blake also is a product of Grand Canyon.
Class of 1996, proud graduate of the College of Education, top in my class, if I could just...
Wow.
There it is.
I'm impressed.
My humility comes out, but Grand Canyon inspired me, equipped me, and actually, if I could share, I mean, my original pursuit was to go off and work in the government, and I went off to Washington, D.C., and interned in the Clinton administration, but it was at Grand Canyon that Dr. Barbara Hoffman, an inspiration for me, sent me off to D.C., but while I was in D.C., a group of Christian men really challenged me to start volunteering and teaching in the inner city of Washington. I transitioned in the evenings from my internship and went and started volunteering and fell in love with teaching, came home, changed things around at Grand Canyon, and then College of Education was just an incredible blessing, and went right off, and 10 days later, received a call from Phoenix Christian, who I'd never heard of, and the rest is history, and that was 23 years ago.
That's amazing, and you know, that's a story that is replicated thousands of times through the Department of Education at Grand Canyon University, and You know, Dr. Bernier, tell us a little bit about the general history of Grand Canyon University. It's a long and storied history on the west side of Phoenix, really central Phoenix. It was very much on the west side when it was founded and now pretty centrally located in the valley. But give us a little history lesson on Grand Canyon.
Wow, that's a long history. So actually, Grand Canyon College started in 1949, and it started up in the Prescott area originally. Right. And they were able to, it was a Southern Baptist primarily owned university or college at that time. And it was primarily started because a lot of the Christian families were having to travel to Texas or California. And back then, traveling was, you know, quite difficult. And they wanted to have a Christian education option, higher education option in the state. Mm-hmm. So they started Grand Canyon. And so they were able to buy the property there at 33rd and Camelback. I don't remember how many original acres it was, but quite a bit less than it is now. And built the campus. And so they've existed on that same property, though, since about 1952, I believe. 51 or 52. I could have that incorrect. And so we really feel like it's gone through quite a metamorphosis. And there was a time in the late 90s, maybe early 2000s, where there was some question as to what direction the school would go. But we're glad to see that that the Lord has continued to allow Grand Canyon to be a beacon in that part of the valley. And I feel like now we have helped the overall community there. We have a great Habitat for Humanity involvement where we are committed to helping rebuild over 700 homes. And we have faculty, staff, and students all involved in that project. So, and there's many other things that we do. In College of Education specifically, we've been working on tutoring in that Alhambra corridor. So providing tutoring after school on campus. And that also brings students on campus, gives them hope for higher education, gives us a chance to do some mentoring. And our students also go to some of the refugee apartment complexes that are close by the local area, and they're able to mentor and love the children that live there and help them to transition. So we're able to be a light in that area of Phoenix that was sort of economically becoming very depressed.
Well, there's no question, and quite candidly, on a personal level, I'm a neighbor to Grand Canyon University. My family and I live just north of the campus, and we've seen that transformation, and it's really great. I mean, it could have easily been, as other campuses are across the country, kind of a destination where people come, they kind of build their little walls around the campus, and then everybody exists in there, and they come to and from that place. But that's clearly not the mindset of the leadership of Grand Canyon. Because of the things you've outlined and because of what we've seen, the relationship with the community as a neighbor and as a friend and really as a minister collectively to the area is well documented and easy to spot. You'd have to be blind not to see it as you look at the transformation in that area. So Grand Canyon University, the leadership of Grand Canyon University is to be commended, applauded, and celebrated as God continues to use the availability and the mindset of service to have an impact in the neighborhood, but ultimately really in the world globally as well. And not one without the other, which is a great balance, wouldn't you say?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. And I, you know, personally, I'm such a raving fan of Grand Canyon University. As I mentioned, I'm a neighbor. Our daughter is a graduate as recently as April from Grand Canyon with a business management degree. She had an excellent experience. And was very well equipped. She was hired and now employed by Grand Canyon in residential life, and she's loving her job and her coworkers. It's outstanding. She's engaged to a student of Grand Canyon who graduated in December, so we're celebrating that. He currently works in the alumni department of Grand Canyon, an on-campus job as a student. He'll come out with a finance degree and is well equipped. I have a son-in-law who just relocated from Washington State, who's recently been hired in the accounting department for Grand Canyon, and he worked at a university in Washington State where he was trained and equipped, and it was just a perfect match for his family when they relocated to Phoenix, and so he's a recent employee. So on top of all that, I'm a season ticket holder for the basketball games,
and
we love being on campus and keeping our lopes up all the way and from. So this has, since the very beginning, as I mentioned, of the concept for this show, and we talked about different things we could celebrate and different ways God's working in our community and around the world. Grand Canyon University was one of those topics that we knew needed to be celebrated. So again, Dr. Bernier, we thank you for joining us today, and we're excited to continue the conversation. We have some neat things planned in this show to talk about. If you had to just pick maybe one current event that you're working on at Grand Canyon that you would say, hey, here's something that God's hand is in. Is there something that you would highlight for us to say, you know, when I get off the air today, here's something that's really cool that we're working on?
Well, me personally, I have had the wonderful opportunity to start a LOPES Teach Up partnership. Now, we have some others of those going on in public schools and districts and charters, but I've had the opportunity to develop this partnership with Phoenix Christian Preparatory Academy.
Yeah, that's exciting.
So I'm very excited. Many of my students in the College of Education have come from Christian education, or they've been raised in Christian homes, and perhaps they went to public education, but they're very interested in what it takes to be a Christian educator. So we wanted them to have that experience, to be able to go into classrooms and see the modeling, have a little mentoring, be able to maybe teach and assist in the classrooms and have some of their clinical practice time be in a Christian school environment.
There's just no substitute for that real world.
Absolutely.
You know, real-time experience with real students looking you back in the face saying, mm-hmm. Why should I listen to you, right?
And we think this is a great opportunity because Phoenix Christian is very unique. They're an inner-city Christian school, and they're a very diverse population and close neighbor to GCU.
Well, that's fantastic. And again, if you are just turning into the Beacon today, we have as our guest Dr. Lisa Bernier from Grand Canyon University. The LOPES Teach Up partnership that Dr. Bernier just mentioned is something we're going to unpack a little bit in our next segment. In fact, I believe we're going to have a guest here on the show who's actually a part of that program, a student of Dr. Bernier's, and just thrilled to be able to unpack that a little bit, take a look at it. We want to thank you for tuning in to 960 The Patriot or listening on our podcast, and for joining The Beacon. I hope you're having a great day, and we look forward to having you back in this next session. Thanks again for tuning in.
The Beacon is presented by Phoenix Christian, a school celebrating excellence in education since 1949. Learn more at phoenixchristian.org.
Hey, well, welcome back to The Beacon. We are delighted to have you listening in today. Thank you for tuning in. We are also thrilled to have in studio a special guest from Grand Canyon University, Dr. Lisa Bernier. Doctor, thank you again for being here.
Oh, it's great. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, you bet. We have in studio with us Superintendent of Phoenix Christian, Jeff Blake. Jeff, thanks again for being here. You're so faithful every week to join me in the studio. I appreciate it.
You bet. Lopes up.
Yeah, that's right.
And we also have as a special guest in this second segment, someone who is a part of the LOPES Teach Up partnership and also a student at Grand Canyon University. Please welcome Jamie Bettis. Jamie, thank you for being here.
Thank you so much for having me.
Yeah, we're so glad to have you on air. It's really cool. So we have been talking a little bit about the history of Grand Canyon University. We've been talking about the various ways in which God continues to reach out through the institution and some of the cool changes that have occurred. And you know, specifically in this second segment, Dr. Bernier, I'd love to hear a little bit more about sort of the evolution that led to LOPES Teach Up Partnership. I have been familiar for some time with what I remember as the Learning Lounge and some of those partnerships. Can you kind of start there and work your way into where we are today?
Right. So the Learning Lounge has been very transformational in our neighborhood, and it's given also our students a chance to practice. Like, we have a conceptual framework in College of Education of learning, leading, and serving. So it's really giving them an experience doing that, but it's also benefited all of the students in that Alhambra corridor kind of area. But we've kind of changed as it is at Grand Canyon. You can count on construction and change. So we have changed a bit, and we call them the ACE centers now. And they serve our students as well as, you know, Learning Lounge students.
ACE Center, is that an acronym?
It is an acronym. Don't ask me what it
is. Tune in to a later show to hear what ACE stands for.
Yes, it's about academic and career excellence.
There we go. I think you crushed it.
Yeah, I'm not sure I crushed it.
Yes. That's what it is.
Is that what it is? Yeah. I'm just, that's why they gave me a doctorate, because I'm just that smart. But as we've looked at College of Education specifically in learning, leading, and serving. What kinds of ways are we preparing our students to be those outstanding educators? Of course, through our curriculum and in the classroom and by modeling for them, but they really need experience in the classroom. And so even when I was a student, and probably you remember the same thing from being a student, we did a lot of practicum prior to our student teaching. So we didn't just sit in a classroom and then plunk, we're in student teaching. We always have had practicum experiences, 10 hours, 15 hours, 20 hours in a classroom specific to the course you're in your program of study. So the LOPES Teach Up partnerships kind of grew from that. And we've been working with the Alhambra School District now for a couple of years in one specific elementary school. And it's very professor-driven. So one of our professors, Jenna Ackard, I'll give her a shout-out because she's done an amazing job leading the way with our LOPES Teach Up Partnerships. She's been working with her early childhood education students at one of the schools in Alhambra. And so she is on campus during the week, and her students are working in an embedded model where they do their practicum, they can actually teach lessons, and she can be there to mentor them while they're on site with actual students. So, you know, we came up with the idea that, like I said earlier, many of our students come from Christian schools, or they haven't come from Christian school, but they have a desire to perhaps be a Christian educator at some point. And so they would like to have the experience of doing that same thing in a Christian school environment. So we just really believe that Phoenix Christian is the ideal place for them to have that experience because of all the reasons that we outlined. They're a well-established, decades-old school and with great leadership. And they are an inner-city Christian school. They have, I think, 11% English language learners, if I'm...
I think we're right in there.
Misspeaking. Yeah. And they also have a special needs program at their school. So they have all of the elements that we would like our students to be participating in, plus a fabulous faculty. And so we're looking forward to them being mentored by those teachers and getting that experience of just teaching in a Christian school environment, which is very different than a public school environment.
Well, it's so exciting. That partnership, I know, is a great encouragement, Jeff, to Phoenix Christian.
Mm. Absolutely, yes. You know, I was reflecting back when I was at Grand Canyon, I was a secondary education major, and we were sent to Carl Hayden, and it was terrific. And I reflect back on all my methods classes and all the engagement that I had and walking that journey. But the strongest memories I have as an early education student at GCU was actually being in the classroom. I had these really big, grand ideas of lessons I wanted to teach and how I wanted to teach it. And then all of a sudden, you have to teach them to real life students who aren't necessarily as excited as you are.
Exactly.
About what you
have. Exactly, yes.
So let me really affirm a couple things. One, for what the partnership means to the school and even to me personally. One, the fact that I see the GCU faculty on our campus discipling, engaging, guiding the students while they're on our campus, meeting real needs, real everyday issues. That's one, that's huge. And that level of support means the world, and it's an encouragement. Number two, the fact that you're introducing the GCU student to the opportunity to Christian education, the unique role that it plays in our community, and a chance to watch our teachers, our veteran teachers. We have teachers that have been teaching for decades, and they're living out their worship in the classroom and biblical integration to expose the young GC student to that is amazing. And then if I could even add a third, the opportunity for us as teachers retire and transition, there's an opportunity for us to be introduced to new, vibrant, young, passionate educators like Jamie, who might be interested in pursuing Christian education.
Absolutely.
Well, it's so clear in that experience, in your description of it, Dr. Bernier, and also in your experience, Jeff, that learning, leading, and serving motto is being lived out. And, you know, I know the Learning Lounge was a very successful model that continues now as ACE Center. But this embedded idea, this opportunity to go in deeper and have a collaborative relationship is something I know you're doing successfully already at a number of public schools, also charter schools, and now going into the right. Christian education model. And it's very, very encouraging to see. And Jamie, you're a part of this program, right?
Yeah, I love it.
That's great. And what year are you at GCU, and how did you come to GCU?
So this is my second year at GCU. I did dual enrollment online through GCU. Cool. And before that, a recruiter had come to our school, and I was convinced that I wasn't going to go to GCU. I was like, no, I think I'm going to go to a public school and like broaden my horizons. And I visited campus, and I couldn't help but fall in love with the atmosphere and everything that GCU stood for. I just couldn't say no. And now that I'm here, the experiences I've had, I just cannot give you a single reason why I wouldn't want to be here. Yeah. And it's just been nothing short of a very, very God-led experience, because if it was up to me, I wouldn't be here right now. And because I'm here, God's opened up so many doors for me.
Well, and Jamie, that's what our show is about, when God uses the unexpected to do the unexplainable. And as we continue on in our next segment, we're going to unpack a little bit more of your story. We're going to hear a little bit more of how this is impacting not only the local market here, but also globally. Thank you, our listeners, for tuning into The Beacon. Please don't miss this next segment. You're going to want to hear more.
The Beacon is made possible by Phoenix Christian and listeners like you.
Hey, welcome back to The Beacon. We are thrilled to be featuring GCU, Grand Canyon University, and specifically the College of Education today. And delighted that you have tuned in to listen. We want to thank again Dr. Bernier for being here. Thank you, Doctor, for being here.
Thank you.
Also in studio, Jeff Blake. Jeff, you're a rock star, and we appreciate you.
I am excited to be here.
And then also in studio, joining us is Jamie Bettis, a student at Grand Canyon University in the Education Department. Jamie, thank you again for being here on the show today.
Thank you so much for letting me be here.
So I heard you say that, you know, you just didn't think GCU was going to be the thing, but God had other plans. Can you unpack that a little bit? Are you originally from Phoenix? Where did you go to high school?
So I'm from North Idaho, so I'm a ways away.
All right.
I was homeschooled for a really long time. My mom did an amazing job, but she kind of reached the end of her rope at sixth grade, which I don't blame her. I was a brat. But about sixth grade, she decided she wanted to put my brother and I into private school. So I went to private Christian school until I graduated.
Okay.
So I have known nothing of public education. And so I was convinced that I wanted to go to a secular college and get my horizons broadened and experience what the world had for me. And I was like, I don't want to do a Christian college, because it was just something that I knew.
Right.
But then I just was like, my mom was like, just tour the campus, just like see how you like it. And I just kind of started doing my own research, and I finally got to go to campus, and I just immediately was like, okay, God, I see what you're doing. Let's do this. So I just invested myself and let the opportunities come at me as I did. And it's been just an amazing road.
That's fantastic. Something else that you mentioned that I really want to, and we've done shows that have highlighted this in the past, but I want to pull out from the last segment, was you talked about having some online dual enrollment.
Yeah.
And I have to say that, you know, of the variety, and there are many reasons why I am a raving fan of Grand Canyon University, but the dual enrollment opportunity for high school students is a game changer, and something that I've noticed there's an emphasis coming out of the school now to really publicized that. The partnership with Phoenix Christian goes back quite a ways. You know, my daughters benefited when they graduated from high school with dual enrollment. Our daughter Ashley graduated from Grand Canyon in April, and she finished in 3 years, you know, with no school debt. And a huge part of that was the dual enrollment aspect. So it's such a big thing, and it sounds like it was important for you too.
Yeah, so I did two dual enroll classes through GCU, and I did Christian Worldview and then one of the English classes. And it just really gave me an edge coming in because I was able to really jump into my major specific classes first semester. I was in a literature class first semester, and it was a very beneficial experience because now that I'm going into my more teaching-oriented classes, I already have that sort of basis of at least one major specific class, so I know at least something to talk about in a lesson, and now I'm learning how to put it into a lesson. And so it's just, it definitely gave me a very big edge.
Yeah, it's incredible. I mean, even last night I was attending a volleyball game at Phoenix Christian, talking to a senior and, you know, what her plans are, where she's going to go. And she said, you know, my options are great in part because of the dual enrollment that I have going in. It opens some doors and it makes a significant difference. So, you know, great endorsement for Grand Canyon's commitment to making dual enrollment a possibility and an overall commitment, Dr. Bernier, that we hear repeatedly from Brian Mueller and everyone that we come in contact with is that right. We're committed to a private Christian affordable education that doesn't leave students strapped with debt going into their lives.
Right, exactly.
And that's happening. You know, that's mm-hmm. our very real experience. It's been a real experience in our family, and I know it's happening for you know, everybody on that campus. And then the incredible reach of online students.
Exactly. We have a very robust online program, especially in the College of Education. And so I think some of us have, I know I've benefited from that as a doctoral student myself. So I'm a twice alum, got my doctorate there. And we have a GCU promise, which used to be a guarantee. I think both of us graduated under that guarantee.
Let's hear about that. What is the GCU School of Education promise?
College of Education promise. Well, it used to be a guarantee. I think I was a class of 86. I think we were the first ones to graduate with that promise. So it was to say that we experienced any problems in our first year of teaching, that GCU would support us and mentor us. And now it's been called the GCU Promise. It's been changed to that. And we still provide that guarantee that we will help our students through their first year of teaching.
You know, that's better than the Costco return policy.
That's right.
I mean, to be able to know with confidence that when you're in a classroom situation, you've got a lifeline that you can call.
That's right.
And that's fantastic. Well, again, so thrilled to have Grand Canyon University, the College of Education, represented on the show today. Excited for this next segment. Come back as we talk about kind of where we go from here and as we mentioned before, the global impact that is being had through this program. So thank you for tuning into The Beacon. I'm Steve Woods, your host, and we'll welcome you back soon.
Phoenix Christian believes strongly in its rich history and bright future, now equipping students from pre-K through 12th grade. Learn how you can help continue its legacy of Christ-centered education at phoenixchristian.org/support. You're listening to The Beacon, presented by Phoenix Christian.
Hey, so welcome back to The Beacon. We're so thrilled that you've tuned in today, and we're happy to be featuring Grand Canyon University, celebrating how God is using the unexpected to do the unexplainable. And, you know, it's just amazing as we started the show thinking about the history of Grand Canyon, started by some families in Prescott, Arizona, because travel to Texas and elsewhere was just too far to go and not like travel today for them. And then the migration to Phoenix and, you know, the Southern Baptist Convention that, you know, owned and operated the school for a while. Then the trustees made this move along the way to say, hey, we're going to go from being a college to a university. Subsequent to that, you know, those years of, for lack of a better description, kind of circling the drain and just trying to sustain. And many in private education at many levels understand what that looks like. It's difficult. And then, you know, while it seemed maybe the darkest for some of those students who I know who were on campus during that period of time, it was really the the dawn before the daybreak of, you know, how God was going to transition it to something that is just unimaginable by comparison to where it had been. And so God continues to use Grand Canyon University today at a larger and broader level than maybe ever before, wouldn't you say, Dr. Bernier?
Oh, absolutely. I think with our robust online program, just with the expansion of the campus, we've been able to reach kids in rural Idaho and everywhere, right?
Yeah, the visionary leadership continues to grow, and you know, the campus continues to change and be enhanced. And you know, in studio with us today, we have Jamie from rural Idaho, who's in the College of Education and now a part of this program called LOPES Teach Up. The LOPES Teach Up partnership is kind of what we're here to talk about in this last segment. And so you've been accepted and engaged in that venture. And I understand during the break that yesterday was your first day to be in class on campus at Phoenix Christian as a part of the LOPES Teach Up partnership.
Yeah,
was that like?
It was nerve-wracking for sure. I've done internships at school before, but it was my school, so I've never had that experience of going in somewhere that I had no background knowledge on and just being like diving right in there. But it was amazing. I learned so much in just the span of a day. It's incredible some of the teachers that just use all this biblical integration with something like teaching grammar.
Sure.
Some things I'd never thought about, killing three birds with one stone, metaphorically speaking.
Right.
But I'd never thought of that before, and it's an amazing program that they've built, and they have some amazing teachers over there that I'm really excited to learn from.
Well, it's cool. As we mentioned earlier, Dr. Bernier, you know, the LOPES Teach Up partnership, you can see how that comes out,
yeah.
Is something that is ongoing and already happening at a public school model, charter school model, and now Phoenix Christian has the opportunity to partner with Grand Canyon University to make opportunities like this available for Jamie and for others, and that idea of being embedded and having that collaborative coaching and mentoring relationship with some of these veteran teachers that are already in the classroom is pretty exciting.
So valuable for our students to see.
Well, yeah, and it's not a substitute for student teaching. They'll go on to do that, but how much more well-equipped will they be having had this experience? So again, visionary work from Grand Canyon University to make that available. So not only here in the local classroom, but then students in the Department of Education are given an opportunity to apply for an overseas teaching experience that takes them to Southeast Asia. That's a trip that I think you've been leading for a number of years, Dr. Bernier. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yes, I'd love to. It's a passion of mine. We just returned the first week of June from our fifth trip to the same area in Southeast Asia, and we actually have been working an embedded model with two Christian schools there. And
so cool.
Our students teach English, so it's kind of a trial by fire. You're dropped off in the morning with your class of middle schoolers who speak very minimal English, and you're to teach them English. So they're getting to practice all of the pedagogy they're learning in the classroom, and they're seeing modeled by the great teachers that they get to participate with. And we also have an opportunity to work with children from Compassion International once a week, and we provide a kind of a vacation Bible school-like experience for them once a week and get to love on some kids at a local church-run orphanage in the area. So it's been a very transformational, not only for me and the students that participate, but also for the teachers and students in the area that we visit. So it's been mutually beneficial.
If we have someone who's listening to the program today who has a child that they sponsor, that they care for through Compassion International, in that region of the world, it's possible that some of those kids are in classes where Grand Canyon University students and the group that you take over have the chance to help equip them and educate them.
Very possible. In fact, we actually worked with a local pastor last year, and she had three villages of children who all qualified to be in Compassion International, but they were not sponsored. Mm. So she was trying to provide at her church some kind of similar program just on her own. So we actually supported her program last year and worked with her. So there are many, many children, we can give a plug for that, that still need sponsorship. And we've seen firsthand how it really does make a difference in families' lives. So,
well, it's interesting, you know, because many of us have attended a concert where an artist will come, right, you know, forward and say, hey, I've had the chance to go and I'm giving you my firsthand experience with these mm-hmm. opportunities, or I've sponsored a child. And so to have you say, hey, I've been there, and these are mm-hmm. these are real lives that are really impacted for the sake of not only the present, but for eternity. Is a great endorsement and encouragement to continue to support that great organization.
Well, and I think it supports the ideals that we have at GCU, that hand up, not hand out mentality. Mm-hmm. So this is not just a trip where we go and give things away and then we come home and feel good that we took a lot of selfies with children mm-hmm. in another country, but we do take a lot of selfies, but but it's more of an investment in a community that we've been making over time. And our students are all a part of that, a part of what God's doing there, because it's God's work. And yeah. He allows us to be a part of it. And sometimes we wonder, why would you use me, God? And we'll never maybe have that answer, but He chooses to use us each individually to invest in these people's lives. And so I'm happy that the Lord's allowed me to take students every year, and that many of the students choose to go back again because they make relationships there. And that's how the kingdom of God is built, is one relationship at a time. And that's really how teaching has changed. I can go do a wonderful seminar right. to a bunch of strangers, and they might think that I'm a nice seminar speaker. But if I have a relationship with a school and I go there year after year and I know these people, you know, they're more apt to really listen to what I say and start implementing those things and making good changes in their school.
So exciting. So as a listener of the program today, if somebody is as encouraged and maybe challenged as we hope they are to hear about the things that God's doing, how can they get engaged? How can they celebrate or support what's happening at Grand Canyon University, mm-hmm. as well as, you know, potentially even help sponsor some of these students to have the chance to make that trip?
Well, this trip is very expensive, as you can well imagine. There's a lot of airfare and hotel costs because we spend the entire month of May in this town. So the students have to raise between $3,500 and $4,000 each, and they have to fundraise that. So I guess if people wanted to know more about that, we could provide an email address for them to email me.
That's great. Well, what we'll do is on our podcast listing, which you can find as a listener at phoenixchristian.org/beacon, there'll be some additional information, a summary on the show, and we'll include that. So if somebody's right. listening is like, you know, I want to get behind that. I'm a teacher. I'm a Grand Canyon alum. I'm just somebody who cares about mm-hmm. kids in faraway places. The opportunity to sponsor some of that ministry that's going on would be really, really cool. So getting back to Lope's Teach Up partnership, where does it go from here as it relates to this brand new model in partnering with Phoenix Christian? What do you hope to see a year from now?
I don't know. In my spare time, I have a lot of big ideas, but I don't have a lot of spare time to implement the big ideas. So I'm hoping that Jeff and I and the leadership can put our heads together and think about other ways, now that we're involved in this embedded model, that our students and we can support the school, maybe with STEM activity day for the elementary school, or maybe even supporting them in their summer school with providing mentors from GCU that can help the students that are taking courses over the summer or doing credit recovery or whatever. So I don't know, Jeff, what do you want to do?
I love the idea. I love the partnership. And I've got a visualization in my mind right now. As you share, I stand out and greet the families every morning as they pull into school. And to watch the GCU students, I met Jamie yesterday in the quad, and the energy and the vibrance that it brings to our campus, in addition to the passion of the teachers and the kids. Mm-hmm. God's moving, and He's using the program, and we're grateful. and Jamie, just an opportunity to peek in at a couple of the classes that you were in yesterday. I'm curious if you wouldn't mind to share maybe something you learned from a couple of the teachers you observed yesterday.
Yeah, so the main thing I noticed was with the younger high school students, you have to build the foundation of understanding grammaticals and how sentence structure works, those basic understandings of English. But what I also saw was this biblical integration and also learning how to read your Bible in doing that, and learning how to read any text, critically thinking about it and really going in there, but really looking at teaching them how to read their Bible, because that's something that I feel like has been lacking in recent years. They teach them how to listen and how to hear a pastor speak, but they're not really teaching them how to go home and really dig into that text. And so I think that was something that really inspired me to look at when I go into the teaching field, of seeing how I can do that biblical integration if I'm allowed that opportunity, and how I can really get students that extra advantage in life.
That's great. That's great.
Yeah, that's profound and super cool. Well, you know, Jamie, Dr. Bernier, we want to thank you very much for making the effort to be a part of the show today. We're so grateful for the relationship that is being built with Phoenix Christian, and for the work that God's doing through your availability. We have, as I mentioned earlier in the show, since the beginning of the concept of the show, wanted to have the opportunity to feature and celebrate GCU. And while this is the first of its kind, I hope that we'll have other guests that represent Grand Canyon University and some of the cool things that are happening there. So I want to thank you sincerely for being a part of the show today.
Well, thank you for allowing us to be here to share this great partnership.
Yeah, super, super cool. And as we close out the show, Jeff, we have just a couple minutes remaining. Could you give us just some highlights on what you see God doing at PC this week?
Yeah, absolutely. Maybe just to start off with kind of a fun fact. 70 years ago, two religious groups were searching for a piece of land. The group at Phoenix Christian had their eye on a piece of land over at 33rd and Camelback, and another at 19th and Indian School. But the Southern Baptists came and beat us to the property. Aww. At 33rd and Camelback. Phoenix Christian and Grand Canyon share the same founding year. And if I could highlight just one element of something that's been going on for a long time on the property that God has blessed Phoenix Christian with. This morning, if the listener can picture it, we have a flagpole in the very center and heart of our middle school and senior high campus. And this morning at about 7:30 a.m., has been tradition for many, many years, our students gathered on their own choice to gather around the flagpole on this national See You at the Pole, a national tradition in which Christians on public, private, and school campuses are encouraged to gather around their pole and lift their praise and prayer to God, to pray for our nation, to pray for one another, and to gather with that spiritual discipline. So this morning, teachers, faculty, staff, parents gathered around the pole at Phoenix Christian, as we've been doing for 70 years, lifting up our praise to God. And we're grateful and inspired by the narrative of Grand Canyon University. It's an inspiration to us at Phoenix Christian, and we're grateful for the partnership and the energy that you bring.
Well, thank you, Jeff, and thank you, listeners, for tuning into The Beacon. I want to thank not only my mom and my daughter for listening to the show, but anybody else who might have tuned in today. It's been an honor to have GCU as our guest. We hope you'll catch future episodes of The Beacon. If you have any feedback, send it to feedback@beaconradioshow.com. Have an awesome day in Christ Jesus.